Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon won a landslide victory for his right-wing Likud party in Tuesday's elections, ensuring his own return to power. But since Likud failed to win an outright majority in the 120-member legislature, he still faces the task of forming a working coalition government. Even though the official tally won't be in until next week, the outcome of Tuesday's election is clear. With nearly all the votes counted, the right-of-center Likud won 37 seats in the 120-member Knesset, a major win. Its arch-rival, the left-of-center Labour Party, was trounced, coming in with only 19 seats, barely maintaining its place as the number two party. An upstart secular party, Shinui, rode a wave of voter discontent with the ultra-Orthodox religious parties and secured third place with 15 seats. But now that the election is over, analysts say the really hard political work must begin, namely coalition building. And Mr. Sharon seems aware of that. The Likud leader has gone to his ranch and says he won't begin coalition negotiations until the official vote count is finalized. In the early morning hours Wednesday, as Mr. Sharon addressed his jubilant supporters in Tel Aviv, he urged them not to celebrate just yet.
Lo et chagigot hi hayom, en chagigot.
He said it's not a time for celebration, but rather for introspection and for unity to defeat terrorism. Mr. Sharon appealed for a broad unity government, and many Israelis on the right and the left would like to see that as well, in the belief that such a coalition would bring security and stability. But here, too, there are differences. Alex Raznitz, a physicist from Tel Aviv, voted Tuesday for the National Union Party, which is further to the right of Likud. He wants a coalition of the right. He says he agrees with Mr. Sharon's get-tough policies against the Palestinians, but does not agree at all with the idea of a Palestinian state, which Mr. Sharon says he endorses under certain conditions.
Except for the issue of Palestinian state. On that I do not agree with him. So that's why I'm voting for the party on the right of the Likud.
On the other end of the political spectrum, Yoram Bayran voted for the Labour Party and is upset that Labour leader Amram Mitzna has ruled out joining a Likud coalition.
That's the most stupid sentence I ever heard in my life, but I believe it will be changed. I don't know if with Mitzna or without Mitzna, but this is what the most people want.
There are some within Labour who favour joining a unity government with Likud, but in conceding defeat late Tuesday, Mr. Mitzna said his party would stake out an alternative to Likud.
Ha'am bachar et Sharon liyot rosh memshala, aval beota et bachar banu liyot alternativa.
Mr. Mitzna said Labour would remind people that there is another way, and he said the party would no longer be what he called a fig leaf for Likud. He was referring to the 19 months Labour served as part of the National Unity Government under Mr. Sharon, during which Labour ministers often had the awkward task of defending positions contrary to those usually backed by Labour. As Foreign Minister, Labour's Shimon Peres ended up often having to support Mr. Sharon's tough stance on peace with the Palestinians. And as Defense Minister, Labour's Benjamin Ben-Eliezer presided over Israel's crackdown against the Palestinian uprising and its reoccupation of the West Bank. Political commentator Akiva Eldar says joining the coalition with Likud was Labour's big mistake, and it paid for it on Tuesday.
These elections were lost because of two reasons. Because people knew too much about the Labour Party and too little about the candidate, about Mitzna. What they knew about the Labour Party is that in the last 2 years, they were part of the problem and not part of the solution, which means they were members, senior members, you know, Minister of Defense, Minister of Foreign Affairs.
Mr. Eldar, who writes for the Haaretz newspaper, says Labour should stay out of any future Likud coalition and work to define a clear policy and regain credibility with the public. So where does that leave Mr. Sharon? He could form a government with religious and ultra-nationalist parties, but analysts warn that could cause trouble with Israel's main ally, Washington. The Bush administration is hoping to restart the Palestinian peace process and eventually move to the creation of a Palestinian state, which the ultra-right-wing parties vehemently oppose. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.